Morning. We'll just go ahead and get this out of the way. Yes, I know I look pretty in pink. I just find it a little disturbing when guys say it to me. A woman said to me last night after Mass, "Father, you really do look good in pink. I wish you would wear it more often." And I said, "I will in about 4 months." In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My friends, as a priest, I am lucky when it comes to going to confession because generally all I have to do is pick up the phone and call a brother priest and ask if he would hear my confession. And more times than not, they will say, come on over. And usually my penance is I have to buy him lunch. But every fall when I go to Florida for a couple of weeks, I always make it a habit to go to the local parish. And I like to stand in line because it reminds me of something. It reminds me going to confession is not easy. It's not easy. It's very humbling. And for some reason, every person in line is very fascinated with their shoes. Today is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete coming from the Latin word gaudium, which means joy or to rejoice. And that is clearly related in today's readings. From the prophet Zephaniah, we read that the Lord is in our midst and we have nothing to fear. Well, St. Paul's letter to the Philippians assures us, rejoice. Rejoice because the Lord is close at hand. And finally, in the Gospel of St. Luke, the people asked John the Baptist, "What must we do? What must we do to inherit eternal life? What must we do to grow closer to God?" To which he basically replies to the people, "Stop sinning. Stop sinning. Be the people God created you to become and stop sinning." But here's the thing. We are not perfect. We are a sinful people, and that's the bad news. But the good news is we have been given a Savior to save us from ourselves. But we must have the humility and the faith to admit that we need Jesus Christ, as well as the confidence to say to our Lord, particularly in the confessional, "Lord, I love you above all things. I love you above all things in this world. I love you more than my sins. I love you more than my excuses. And that's why I've come here. That's why I've come to you, because once again, Lord, I have fallen. But like you, who fell 3 times on the way to Calvary, today I commit myself to get back up." My friends, from the Book of Proverbs, we read, it's not so much in sinning that we fail God, but rather in our refusal to get back up after we sinned. Remember this. You are His child. You are a beloved one of God. Do you think there is anything that He cannot forgive you of? Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa, do you know she used to go to confession every single week? Think of that. Mother Teresa went to confession every single week. And one time a reporter asked her, "Mother, is that what makes you so holy? Is that you go to confession so often?" And she said, "My child, I do not go to confession because I am holy. I go to confession because I am a sinner." My friends, we're all sinners. We're all sinners, and we're all in need of healing and forgiveness. Why? Because this is not heaven. This is not heaven, no matter how much we want it to be, no matter how much we try to make it be heaven. This is earth, and on earth there will be pain and suffering and tears and jealousy and addiction and lust. We cannot make it on our own. We cannot make it on our own. We need Jesus Christ. We need Him to the very core of our being. Remember, Jesus did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners. For it is the sick who are in need of a physician. And Jesus understands our trials and our tribulations. And he also knows that when we go to confession, this might not be the first time that we brought this particular sin to the confessional. As a matter of fact, it might be the 100th time we brought it. But he does not condemn you. He does not condemn you, but he readily forgives you and asks, go, try, and sin no more. But the problem is people like to come up with excuses. They want to come up with excuses why they don't go to confession. My friends, stop making excuses to go to hell. I can't make it any more clear. Stop giving yourself an excuse to go to hell. But we still come up with excuses. And we want to argue, or they like to argue, why can't I go just directly to God? Can't he just forgive me of my sins without needing a priest? Well, I guess that is a fair question. That's a fair question, but let me respond in the way a typical Irishman does to a question, by answering your question with a question, by using the same reasoning. When you are sick and you are in need of an operation, who do you go to? Do you go to God or do you go to a surgeon? I mean, don't you believe that God can heal you without medical intervention? Of course he can. But normally, God works through the hands of a surgeon to heal us. My brothers and sisters, in the exact same way, that is how forgiveness happens. Our Lord works through his other instrument, his priests, his vessels of forgiveness, to bring each one of us healing and peace. Remember, whose sins you have forgiven, they are forgiven. Generally, when somebody has cancer after they have surgery, the patient will ask the doctor, is it gone? Did you get it all? Realizing if the doctor did not remove all the cancerous tumor, the cancer could come back and it could grow bigger and more deadly. In other words, if the doctor did not get it all, then we are not healed. Well, it's the exact same way again in the confessional, my friends. Do not be like the man who went to confession and told the priest, I stole a rope, but forgot to mention that there was a horse at the other end of it. When you go to confession, hold nothing back. Make sure that Christ gets it all. And that you receive his mercy, his forgiveness, but most of all, that you receive his grace. And finally, there's a beautiful story that I've told you before, but it's worth repeating. It's a beautiful story about this nun who had visions of Jesus Christ. Not only did she see him, but she actually conversed with him. And a skeptical bishop of her diocese asked the nun, Sister, do you really talk to Jesus? To which she answered, Yes, Your Excellency. Well, he said to her, if you have another vision, I want you to ask Jesus a question. I want you to ask him, what was my greatest sin before I was ordained? For he knew only God and his confessor knew the answer to that. Well, a few days later, the nun again visited the bishop. The bishop asked her, well, did you see our Lord again? To which the nun replied, Yes, Your Excellency. And did you ask him about my sin? Yes, Your Excellency, I did. And the bishop asked, What did Jesus say? To which the nun smiled and said, The Lord said, I don't remember. You see, my friends, with God, once forgiven, always forgotten. This Friday, I'll be here in confession from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., every hour on the hour. Christ awaits you in that confessional. So rejoice, rejoice, because the Lord is in your midst. And remember, you have nothing to fear. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.